I began to work at the conditions of diamond making when I was 17, and now I am 32. It seemed to me that it might take all the thought and energies of a man for 10 years or 20 years, but even if it did, the game was still worth the candle. Suppose one to have at last just hit the right trick before the secret got out and diamonds become as common as coal, one might realize millions. Millions! He paused and looked for my sympathy. His eyes shone hungrily. "To think," said he, "that I am on the verge of it all. And here..." "I had," he proceeded, "about 1,000 pounds when I was 21, and this, I thought, eked out by a little teaching, would keep my researches going. A year or two was spent in study, at Berlin chiefly, and then I continued on my own account. The trouble was the secrecy. You see, if I had once let out what I was doing, other men might have been spurred on by my belief in the practicability of the idea, and I do not pretend to be such a genius as to have been sure of coming in first in the case of a race for the discovery. And you see, it was important that if I really meant to make a pile, people should not know that it was an artificial process and capable of turning out diamonds by the ton.